Welcome to Answers Unleashed. I am Olympia Lapointe, a show that helps you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, a lot of you are tuning in, and this is the first show that we're having. This is February 17th, 2016, and it's a show to help you understand the power that you harness in your brain. Now, Answers Unleashed is specifically a show that's designed to help you do three things. Help you understand how to use your brain, understand how to overcome situations by hearing the interviews of other people that come in to share what they've gone through, and answers questions that callers may have as they call into the radio show. Now, some of you know my background, some of you don't. I am Olympia Lapointe. I'm a rocket scientist. I know what you're saying, rocket scientist. What? Yes, I am a rocket scientist. I help launch over 28 space shuttle missions into space. Columbia, Atlantis, Discovery, Endeavour space shuttles are all the space shuttles I launched from Mission Control. Now, in that process of getting there to be able to launch these space shuttles, I had to go through a lot. And in the process of going through a lot, I figured out something major. I figured out how to unleash answers. Now, in every type of situation that we come across in our life, there are problems. And with every single problem, there is a solution that has to be found. And so in today's talk, I'm going to introduce to you something that is going to blow your mind away, something that you have never, ever considered before until now, because it's never been exposed until now. But before I tell you, what do you think black holes, Einstein's theory, and your brain have in common? The answer? Your TRIA brain. Now, let me give you a little backstory. 100 years ago, Einstein created the general theory of relativity. And in that, he suggested that time and space were not constant, and they were relative based on where a person was or an object was in space. And then last week, something amazing happened. Two black holes collided in space, and their collision caused a gravitational wave to exude, thus proving Einstein's theory exactly 100 years ago. And it was amazing. This is the reason why. The gravitational wave that existed showed that E equals mc squared can be proven. Now, this relates a lot to how we operate in space. As I was launching these space shuttles into outer space, and as I was finding out the different ways that we get to Mars, we go through a process of chaos theory. And what chaos theory is a way that we find pathways in a space in order for us to find or get to a particular location. So we do in space to get to Mars and to other planets is that we find the pathway that will get us to where we need to go the fastest. And there's certain pathways that stall us. And in this process of understanding space, and in this process of launching rockets into space, and in this process of understanding mathematics and science, I realized this major epiphany. The major epiphany was that space is the exact same model as our brain. Now, let me repeat that again. Space, outer space, these planets, these gigantic solar systems, all these universes, all these areas outside, I figured out through my theory is that the brain operates in the exact same way. So last week when we found out that two black holes collided and the gravitational wave caused there to be a release of energy, we have the exact same thing that happens in our brain. And that's when there's brain fire, when neurons are colliding, when there is explosions, controlled explosions in our brain. So from understanding space, I understood more about our human brain. Now, what is a TRIA brain? A TRIA brain, T-R-I-A, brain, B-R-I-A-N. Did I say Brian? It was so funny. I think I said Brian. It was so funny. But this TRIA brain is actually a three-part system that, surprisingly, we all have. Just like there is in space, there's this energy that's released when we have certain brain fire. This TRIA brain is not just the left and right segments that we're used to, with the left brain, which is primarily considering logical, strategic, practical ways to be able to use resources to solve problems, or just the right brain, which is very emotionally charged, that helps us to decide through emotions what to do, and it's very creative. We also have a third side of the brain, which is formed with the process of Einstein's theory, which is E equals mc squared. And I call it the faith side of the brain. Some people call it the spiritual side. I call it the faith side of the brain. And together, the faith side of the brain, the left side of the brain, which is the scientific logical side, as well as the right side of the brain, which is the creative and emotional side, together work in a unison way for us to find answers to problems that exist in our particular situation. Now, this was really deep, and it didn't come to me at first. Rather, it came to me after 30 years of going through this. Now, let me back up with you, and let me share with you the process that I went through over this 30-year time frame to understand that we have a TRIA brain. Now, some of you have done research on me before this show. Some of you haven't. Some of you know that I launched rockets for nearly 10 years. But I had to overcome a lot of adversity in my life. At the very early age, I faced poverty. Our mother raised us by herself with limited income. We were on governmental assistance a good majority of our life. There was gang violence. I was never expected to, let alone survive, let alone graduate, let alone enter college, let alone become a rocket scientist. But I found the answers. Answers were being unleashed each time I found ways to get through certain situations in my life. Each time that we had to figure out how we were going to make $5 last for 5 people for 5 days to eat, that was an answer being unleashed. It was a way that my brain and our family's brain was being retrained to be able to solve problems when it seemed like there was no answer. Then there was the gang violence. We'd walk down the street, and on Fridays afternoon, there was always a gang initiation. We would walk down the street, and we'd wondered whether or not we'd be able to get home alive. But as we figured out how to navigate that situation, where to go, what colors to wear and not wear, how to duck and dive, we found ways to be able to survive that situation. Then when I was bussed into other school systems and put into a new environment, I didn't know one thing about college or even how to apply. And so I had to find the solution. How was I going to go to college when there weren't individuals necessarily there in my own family to help me? And that's when my friend's parents came into the picture. And so they helped me fill out these forms and applications. And so I found out ways to get answers. Answers were being unleashed. And as I was getting these answers, my brain was reshaping itself. And then on top of that, when I finally got into the aerospace world, a new form of understanding came into play. I was now around all these brilliant scientists. They were creating new fuels. They were creating new metals. They were creating ways for this oxidizing propellant to go through a system to be able to create a horsepower that would be the equivalent of draining a swimming pool in within 2 seconds. And here I was amongst all these amazing people, and I saw something happen. As they were finding answers to these technical problems of launching space shuttles, their brain was reshaping. They were using their TRIA brain. What they were doing is they were seeing a particular outcome, a particular invention, before any evidence of it existed, and they were finding a way to make it happen. I was seeing the Trier brain being used. Now, on top of that, time progressed. I was in this aerospace world. I was around these brilliant scientists, being able to see something before it exists, which I call the faith side of the brain. And they were able to find these brilliant aspects. But in the middle of all this happening, something traumatic happened. A dear, dear family member was walking down the street, and she was involved in a car collision. And in the process of doing that, it was very traumatic, because I remember seeing my family member on the hospital bed, head sliced open, and they told us that there was going to be brain damage more than likely. And I didn't know what to do. And that's when my faith was tested. And that's through that particular scenario, I realized how powerful our brain really is. My family member went through this process, went through brain surgery, survived a 10-hour brain surgery, survived the hospital stay, and spent almost two years completely in rehabilitation training, learning how to walk, talk, eat, sleep, and drink again. And in the process of witnessing all of this, from the process of witnessing my own life, the process of what I saw that I had to do in order to survive, and then not only survive, later on place myself in an environment to thrive, and then from an environment where I was around all these rocket scientists, seeing how they operate and seeing the way that they solved problems and seeing the way that they had to think and see things in the future and exist in the future before it had even happened. And then later on, seeing my own family member learn to regrow her brain back in order to walk, talk, sleep, eat, and drink again, I realized we have a huge, powerful ability inside of us to be able to solve problems and unleash answers in a way that is most miraculous, that we have never seen before, and that it's only if we understand how to use our human brain. That is the reason why we are here. Our TRIA brain is a process that the brain has in order to combine its power together to unleash answers in our life. And these answers in our life help us overcome every single obstacle or problem that exists so we can move towards what we are designed to do here on this planet. Now, this Trier brain, again, is formed of three parts. It's formed of one, the faith part. We have to understand and be willing to see something before it exists. Now, there's lots of different religious cultures across the world that do that. I personally go to church, but there's tons of people across the world that understand this power of faith. Faith is being able to know something exists, although no evidence of it is present at the time. That is the faith ability of the brain. And when I was working with rocket scientists and these inventors, what made these people brilliant is because they could see something and envision something before it happened. And they were so committed to that vision that they kept moving towards it no matter what was happening, no matter if things were catching on fire, no matter if things were exploding, no matter if the calculations weren't matching up, they were going to find a way, because the faith side of their brain overrode any type of obstacles and it kept the rest of the brain powered in finding solutions. Then there's the second part of the brain, which is the emotional part, the psychological part, or the right side. And this right side of the brain is responsible for you deciding. It's a decision process that our brain makes. We have to decide. We have to decide to move towards what it is that we see before it exists. That is the creative side. This part of the brain allows us to be able to cleverly put things together in ways that are creative, that, you know, in a way that's so creative that there's no question that all this is going to work together. It's the decision-making facet of the brain. And then lastly, there is the scientific side of the brain. It's the right side of the brain that, oh, it's the scientific, let me take that back. It is the left side of the brain, the scientific side, that takes in account all the particular resources, physical resources that we have here in this system, and it uses the processes of science and physical laws to create something so it will exist in the present. Now, it was so shocking when I figured all this out. I'm a mathematician. I teach mathematics as a math professor here at Pierce College. And it is so fascinating because I love sharing about how math is used in real life. And what people don't really understand is that mathematics is a way for us to be able to represent real physical phenomenon. And as we can understand mathematics and science, we're representing what is actually happening in the present. But what's most fascinating about higher level of mathematics is that when we really understand what's happening in the present, that's when we can move towards understanding what is in the future. And that's where Einstein's theory comes in. E equals MC squared is a great scientific equation where it says that energy is equal to mass times the speed of light squared. And what that's eventually saying, and essentially saying, I should say, is that the energy is the same as mass and light. They're interchangeable. It's the same thing. And with these two black holes colliding last week, that sent the entire space community in an uproar because this was the first time ever in our lives that we saw evidence that space and time is not what we thought it was. This scientific side of the brain combines the emotional side, as well as it combines the spiritual side together, and it allows us to be able to see the present, the past, and the future all together. And it is so fascinating. I was watching this great documentary on PBS recently, and in that process, I saw that the same section of the brain that understands our past is the same section that understands our future. And then with the two black holes colliding last week, I really understood that what we do, what our brain does, and what our brain naturally does, is it sees the past and the future as a way for us to understand how to solve an answer here in the present. And as we move forward, and as we get that answer here in the present, we move forward to where it is that we need to go. Now, the question is, how do you do this? How do you know if you have a tree of brain? How do you use it? How do you involve yourself with it? The answer is everyone has a tree of brain. Everyone has the ability of being able to see something before it exists, decide to do it, and use resources in order to get it done. Everyone has this ability, but not everybody is knowledgeable about how they can promote it. Now, there's three tips I would say this to promote this. Three tips are this. One, I would recommend that you would look at every single obstacle that comes into your path, a path as an opportunity for you to know that there is an opportunity for your brain to reshape. Because when your brain reshapes, you unleash an energy that is so powerful that it transforms not only the inside of you, but it transforms every single place in which you step, and it is an energy that not only is inside your brain, but exudes from it. So every time that you face an obstacle, I want you to remember that this is a brilliant opportunity for you to reshape your brain, because there is an answer in front of you, and I'm going to help you find it. The second thing that I want you to know is that another way for you to reshape and train this tree of brain that you have inside of you is to look for opportunities to create something new in your life. I'm going to say this again. Look for opportunities to create something new in your life. It is when you decide to go against the path and create something that is more fascinating and brilliant, and an updated process, a new product, a new website, anything that causes your brain to solve problems and invent something and create something, even doing mathematics when you have to create solutions, when your brain has to create more opportunities for growth, that is when your brain reshapes itself. And it reshapes itself in such a powerful way because new neurons are being formed in your brain. And it's so fascinating. When I started this show, it was so funny. There's so much that goes behind it. You have to create a website. You have to create marketing. You have to create a lot of things for people to know that it exists. And so in that process, I ran across so many crazy things that happened, from the having to find a website designer and all that. It was just pulling my hair out. But I found a way. And when you do that with your brain, it works. And the last recommendation says, when you have to heal the body, heal yourself. When you find ways that you physically heal yourself, that process alone reshapes your brain. And we're going to talk about that. I am so happy to be here with you as your new host for AnswersUnleashed.com. And I want you to tune back here again next Wednesday at 12 noon, where you're going to hear a great interview. And I'm going to show you a little bit more about how to train your true brain and unleash answers in your life. So tune in next week. Go to kpcrradio.com. And you're also welcome to go to my website, AnswersUnleashed.com, and call. You're welcome to call with the questions at 888-88-ANSWERS and ask your question. Again, it was a great time talking with you. I am Olympia LaPointe with Answers Unleashed Talk Show. See you next time.
And that was Answers Unleashed with Olympia LaPointe on kpcradio.com.